Mike Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, if you are in line in Bucks County, if you've been in line, you stay in line, okay? I know it's a mess out there. I thank you for your patience. I'm sorry you're dealing with all this. We will make them answer for this. But for now, just stay in line and get through this, and thank you, and sorry you're dealing with it. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. In the media, shameful manipulation of Donald Trump's comments about Liz Cheney. Shameful, absolutely shameful. Matt Drudge, as far as I'm concerned, can go to hell. This guy, the way that he is lying about this. Trump calls for Cheney's execution. Arizona AG investigates. Harris condemns his violent rhetoric. He was absolutely talking about the fact that Liz Cheney is a war hawk, and war hawks don't have to face the decisions they make being on the battlefield. That's what Trump was talking about. He was not calling for her to be executed. You know me. If I think there's something that shouldn't have been said, I'll be the first one to say it. I told you I would not have had that comedian at that rally. But I don't think Trump said anything wrong here. And it's the only way you come to this conclusion is if you are purposely taking what he said out of context. And it is awful. But this is our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. And what I'm happy about is, A, no, I'm not going to stop mentioning that I was on Brett Baer and Fox News last night. No, I'm not. Nor will I stop mentioning that I'll be on with Dana Perino Monday morning. Nor will I stop mentioning that I'll be on with Jimmy Failla next Saturday night. I will not stop mentioning those things. Sorry, but that's what it's called, promotion. We have to do that around here. It's called promotion. We have to promote these things. So I tweeted out the clip of me on with Brett last night. If you missed it, I decided to go no tie. And yes, Newman Price, it's all because of you. Now, we made a last minute call. We made a judgment call to scrap the tie at the very, very last minute right before we went live. And I'm glad we did. All right. I'm glad we did. But since it is our happy hour, I'm very happy that the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey will be having us back there on December 20th for our next live show. You should join us if you have not. We'd love to have you come out to a live show. They're a lot of fun. Hopefully we'll all be in great spirits as we're getting ready for the inauguration. Hopefully, knock on wood. And then the Grand Hotel also has wonderful midweek packages available, and you can always save 25% by using my name, Zeoli, at grandhotelcapemay.com. No minimum stay required during the week, okay? And I also want to mention that November 13th, we're going to have something very fun planned. I can't tell you exactly what yet, but trust me, you want to be part of it. So just keep the date open, and hopefully we can announce it next week. And then on election night, we're all going to have live coverage throughout the day, of course, obviously. And then at 7 o'clock, all the hosts are going to be live together. We're all going to take it through up until Walter Sterling later in the night. And hopefully we'll have a lot of fun together. So that's where we are. That's where things stand as of right now. Let me go to Mike in Bridgeton, New Jersey. He's been patiently holding. Mike, how are you?
Hey, Rich. How you doing, bud?
Good, Mike. What's going on?
So I just wanted to talk a little bit about Jersey. So two of my kids registered to vote, and they actually both went early, and they both voted. And then one of their friends and a few others also registered to vote and went out early. So I actually asked the three of them separately. I said, hey, what, you know, who'd you vote for? If you don't mind me asking, who'd you vote for? You know, and they said Trump. And I said, okay. I said, but why? Why'd you vote for him? Well, my daughter just bought a house a year ago, and she registered to vote in the prior election, but it didn't go through in time. So now that she owns a house and she's, you know, really seeing what a lot of things cost over the past year and a half now she's on the house.
Yeah.
Everything's tight. So she's worried about inflation.
Right.
And the other answers I'm getting is border security. Look, we live in Bridgeton. It's a tough area here. Matter of fact, the voting is in the senior center 50 yards away from where Dulce was abducted a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
So there's definitely, you know, a concern for open borders. But here are kids that are just graduating high school and once, you know, in college. And then their friends also, they're saying, we're voting for Trump. And, you know, I don't try to influence them. I mean, we talk, we get into discussions and everything. But I want them to think for themselves. So I don't want to just put stuff in their brain. They're going to tell me what their concerns are and we're going to discuss.
Okay.
And this is what they came back with. And I've got friends also that didn't vote before or did vote Democratic in the past. They're voting for Trump. And I honestly think that Jersey is going to turn out a lot better in favor of Trump than we're thinking.
Well, listen, I'd love the bragging rights if that's the case. But, you know, either way, everything you just said is great cause for optimism. So thank you for letting us know, Mike. And great job raising these daughters. You've done a great job.
All right. Thanks so much, man. Appreciate it.
You got it, pal. Have a great weekend. 855-839-1210 is the number if you want to weigh in. All right. Tell me your story if you're in Bucks County, if you're waiting in line, if you're in Newtown, or if you're in Levittown, I should say, particularly where I know we've had a lot of problems. 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210 if you want to weigh in. Let me play some audio for you. And Trump is doing a rally right now, but I want to play a couple things. This is Tucker Carlson to Donald Trump. Is it weird to see Liz Cheney running against you with Kamala? Cut number four.
Is it weird for you to see Liz Cheney, that'd be Dick Cheney's repulsive little daughter, running against you with Kamala Harris?
Well, I think it hurts Kamala a lot, actually. Look, she's a deranged person. The reason she doesn't like me is that she wanted to stay in Iraq. She wanted to stay. She wants to, you know, tough person. You know, people get killed all over. She's real tough, right? They're not the tough people. Don't forget, I went against her, and in her state, which is a great, beautiful state, she lost for Congress with the highest number in history. There has never been a congressperson that lost by almost 40 points. And the reason is because if they were ever in that situation, they'd quit. And she lost. She was beaten by a tremendous person, actually, tremendous, that I backed fully. But the reason she couldn't stand me is that she always wanted to go to war with people. I don't want to go to war. She wanted to go. She wanted to stay in Syria. I took them out. She wanted to stay in Iraq. I took them out. I mean, if it were up to her, we'd be in 50 different countries. And, you know, number one, it's very dangerous. Number two, a lot of people get killed. And number three, I mean, it's very, very expensive. That's why we owe $36 trillion. We go, you know, it used to be you go to war to the victor belong the spoils, right? In other words, if you beat a country, you own that country, you take the oil. We go to war, we bomb the crap out of it, and then we leave. You know, it's almost like, what are we doing? What's going on? We bombed the whole Middle East, and then we left. What did we get? We got nothing.
Not only that, we rebuild it. We rebuild it. We spend a lot of money rebuilding it, building schools and building roads and building airports, and we do all of that, too. Let's not forget that. And a lot of people get very rich off that, like Halliburton, which was Dick Cheney's company. The war industrial complex wants to stop Donald Trump, bottom line. Okay? That's the bottom line. There's no question about it. That's what it is. And all these people who are lying about what Trump said about Dick Cheney or Liz Cheney, these are lies. They are lies because they want to stop this man, and they are the war industrial complex. You judge people by your enemies, and these never Trump Republicans. I'll tell you a little secret about all these people. They represent that neocon war wing of the party that I can't stand. I can't stand that wing of the party. The invade country, spread democracy, nation build, be the world's policeman, all that crap. And Trump is the antithesis of that, and that's why they hate him. They don't care about his tweets. They don't care that he comes across a little brash. They don't care. They hang out with guys like that all the time. Stop. They use that as justification. No, what they care about is the fact that he's not out there wanting to bomb countries and get them richer and make them more money, rebuilding it and all the other things that go with it, too. Paula Scanlon, our friend, she tweeted out that she's got family in Bucks County. I know them quite well. They're all dealing with the same situation. What's happening in Bucks County is deliberate. No question about it. And yes, we have to do something about what happened in Bucks County. It's unconscionable. But if you are in line, stay in line, please. Leslie's in Bryn Mawr. Leslie, how are you?
I'm good, Rich. How are you?
Hanging in there. Feeling good, but cautiously optimistic.
Me too. Cautious, very cautiously. So I was just talking with Justin a little bit about getting some pizzas to these people that are in line. Is that, are we allowed to do that? It's not like it's a partisan pizza.
Yeah.
Whoever's in the line.
I mean, I would think so, considering that in Georgia, they scream that if you gave them bottles of water, if you didn't give them water, people would drop dead of thirst. You remember that?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Yeah. But I don't know what the rules are as far as giving people food. I don't know. I don't see why not.
Okay. So where
problem is you need a lot of pizza. There's a lot of people waiting in line. That's the problem.
Well, you know, I was saying, like, I could send, like, 10, but, you know, maybe if a couple of other people sent a couple over would be great. Do you know where the lines are the longest?
What did Scott Pressler say, Matt? I think he said the lines were the longest in, I know I don't remember exactly, but I think Levittown is still where they're having the biggest problems, if I'm not mistaken.
I know Levittown is... Oh, sorry. I was going to say, okay, I know Levittown is where he's concentrating on X. Yeah, he's posted about it a couple times.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Leslie, I don't have any more details on that. I'm not sure exactly where to help you with your quest on wanting to get pizza to people. I don't have any more details on that. So, but it's a very nice gesture. You're a sweetheart for thinking of them, and I'm sure that just even knowing that you want to do it, I'm sure they appreciate it. But beyond that, I can't really help. You know, it's a wonderful idea. I just don't even know if you're allowed to do it. I just don't know. You know.
Okay.
All right,
friend. I sent Scott a DM to see, you know, if he knew the legality, but I haven't heard back from him. So,
I don't want to give anyone the wrong advice, you know.
Of course, right. Okay.
All right, Leslie, you have a great weekend. Your heart's in the right place, though, my friend. That's for damn sure. I appreciate it.
You too.
All right, 855-839-1210. Play this clip for you. Here's a question I have. Matt, who is that guy that went to prison? Remember, he made a joke. He said, if you're a Hillary Clinton supporter, vote Wednesday. Remember that? And they locked that guy up.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, I know where you're going with this. Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel now doing something a little bit similar.
Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel. How come Jimmy Kimmel's not going to get prosecuted for this? I'm curious. And there was another guy who said, text the word Hillary to whatever number, and then you can vote for her. And he went to prison, too. They prosecuted him for that.
I think it was Douglas Mackey, I believe, was the...
Was Mackey the same guy who said, if you're a Democrat, vote Wednesday, and they went after him, or is that a different guy?
He was... Douglas Mackey was the one that said, text Hillary to, like...
Yeah.
I don't remember the exact number, but it would tally your vote, and it would count.
Yeah, and they sent him to prison.
Yes.
In America, in the United States of America, for making a joke.
It was a meme, yeah.
Yeah, it was a meme. Now...
He was convicted of election interference.
Okay, so
7 months in prison.
Is Jimmy Kimmel going to face the same criminal prosecution? Is my question. Blackface Kimmel.
No, that the answer is no, and I hope he doesn't because it's a stupid law. It isn't really a law. I think it's insane that Douglas Mackey was sent to prison in the first place for a joke.
Correct. We are not endorsing prosecuting Jimmy Kimmel. We're just making the point that it's so asinine to prosecute anybody for making what is clearly a joke about elections. And if you're stupid enough to believe this and you vote for Trump on Thursday or Friday, well, that's on you. The joke's on you because you're an idiot. Really?
It's true.
Yeah, the same with the Hillary Clinton people who thought they could text their vote, or the same with the people that thought they could vote on Wednesday for her. If you believe that, you're an idiot, and nobody should go to jail for your stupidity. No one. But I'm just pointing out the double standard here because I think it's important to point out satire should be protected for everybody, not just highly paid, overpaid, unfunny late night quote unquote comedians. Here's what he said. Cut 23.
Give him a call. Wrestle that mop bucket out of his hands. I don't know if you guys know about this, but we have an election coming up on. I feel pretty relaxed about it. I've really been enjoying the week. It's in times like these, it's important to remember that cannabis is legal in our state. But you have to vote. You can vote. Vote early. Vote early. If you can't vote early, vote on time. If you want to vote for Trump, vote late. Vote very late. Do your voting on Thursday or maybe Friday. This will be my third time voting against Donald Trump. Fifth, if you count the two times he was nominated for an Emmy for a reality show host.
So there you go. He won't face prosecution for that. Nor should he. But neither should the other two who made jokes about when to vote or how to vote. Election interference. That was the same whack job at the DOJ's Civil Rights Division who went after them. Kristen Clark. Who's weaponized that KKK law against pro-lifers who pray outside abortion clinics. Kimmel's the worst. He really is. He's the worst. Nicole Shanahan marked her ballot for Donald Trump. She voted for her, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s former running mate, Nicole Shanahan, who's got a lot of money, a lot of bucks, Democrat mega donor, former Democrat mega donor, cast her ballot for Donald Trump. Cut 15.
So, despite the novelty of seeing my name on here next to a bubble, I will be a first-time Trump voter tonight.
Good for her. Good for her. Flustered Kamala Harris spews her latest word salad after protesters interrupt her Nevada rally. This was posted by Trump War Room a short time ago. Cut number 12.
Says, you know what? Let me say something about this. We're here because we're fighting for a democracy. A difference in this election. Let's move forward and see where we are. Because on the issue, for example, of freedom of choice,
that's all right. That's okay. That's all right. That's okay. What did you tell me, Kirk? I see you said you told Minnie something. What did you tell? Who'd you tell? Me or somebody else? Or DeSantis? Oh, DeSantis. She said hi to DeSantis.
No, I was going
to
say that was me.
She said hi.
Minnie's here every day just telling DeSantis hi.
Why?
People like me.
No, they don't. Minnie, yes, don't encourage him. Please don't encourage him. Don't do that. It's going to get right to his head.
It already has gone to my head.
Now, you're going to be in studio with us on Monday, is that correct?
I'll be in studio all week long next week.
All right, great. So we can get you on video again.
Oh, man.
Yep. We got the Justin cam going. Can we get the Justin cam on? See if we can get the Justin. Justin, I didn't know you were Puerto Rican.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that.
50% Puerto Rican. My dad was Puerto Rican. Or daddy is Puerto Rican.
How offended were you by that comedian's joke? There's the Justin cam.
Because there is a trash problem in Puerto Rico. Like, there is a major trash problem in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really offend me at all because it's based in truth. So I was fine with it.
There you go. Joe Rogan gave some advice. Justin's a big hoodie guy, by the way, but he's in the hoodie generation. That's what I'm going to call your generation, the hoodie generation. You like that or no?
Yeah. I like it better than Gen Z.
Yeah, Gen Z is stupid. And what are we going to do with the next generation? Gen A?
Gen Alpha.
Gen Alpha? No, they're not alphas. No way. Not these kids.
That is what they have started officially calling them, Gen Alpha.
The Gen P word is what they are, and I almost said it. I had to catch myself, all right? That's what they are. Freaking soft and... let's play Joe Rogan said he was warning the comedian, his buddy, Tony Hinchcliffe, against using comedy... at the political rally. It's good advice. Look, I've made jokes at political events before that have bombed big time. It's not easy. I think Rogan's advice is good advice, and he is a comedian, so this is what he said. Cut 17.
I gotta tell you, that joke kills at comedy clubs. I don't like the joke. It kills. And I said to him, it's just like, if you're Puerto Rican and you hear that in the audience, like, oh, but it's a funny joke. The yeah. joke does well. But I said to him, I go, dude, that's the one that's going to get you stabbed.
Really?
Yes. And yeah. he used to talk about it on stage, saying, Joe Rogan always says, that's the one that's going to get me stabbed. Like,
wow.
Which is so crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I think he'd pick stabbed at this point, given it's going down.
I think it'll blow over.
It's going to be good for his career in the end. It will. It'll be good for his career in the end. It's not that big of a deal at the end of the day. It really isn't. Like I told you the other day, the media was trying to make too much about this. Cut number 28. This is Kamala Harris now. Where does I have it here? Wait, set this up for me, DeSantis. What is this now?
All right. So earlier this week, I've been dying to play this clip for several days now. Earlier this okay. week, she toured a semiconductor manufacturing facility in Michigan. There was this shiny piece of silicone that she evidently wanted to touch. It was a harvested U-rod, and the employees quickly told her, don't go near that thing. It's unbelievably sharp. You'll get injured. But the allure of the shiny object, like, it was almost too much.
Like a child with a shiny object, like my 4-year-old daughter, Reagan. Like, don't touch. Look, touch with your eyes, not with your hands, which I literally say to her.
I don't even know why you would think about touching this thing. It doesn't seem appealing at all.
All right, let's take a watch on this now. Cut 28.
Here is actually a harvested U-rod where we actually do grow it. So this is what it looks like when it comes out of our process of bag. Do not touch it.
Do not. I'm good at it.
So please do not touch any of the problems.
And I will touch it.
Very sharp. Yeah, very sharp.
Okay, so.
Do not touch it, you child. Do not touch it. It's DeSantis' favorite clip of the week.
I loved it.
The clip of the week. This is my favorite, her pastor accent during a church service in Philadelphia. Oof, this is tough to listen to. I'm going to apologize in advance, but it's less painful than waiting in line for 6 hours to vote in Bucks County. Cut 27.
Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. The path may seem hard, the work may seem heavy, but joy cometh in the morning, and church morning is on its way.
Joy cometh in the morning. I actually think she's impersonating Josh Shapiro impersonating Barack Obama. That's actually what I think that is. That's my theory. Just telling my wife how to make potatoes. She's Irish. She should know this, but... got some Jersey black bass for dinner tonight, and got some the purple potatoes, and I'm saying cut them up, olive oil, butter, salt, rosemary, convection oven, 425. Thanks, love you. I do a garlic infused olive oil too. It's gonna be good. A little Jersey black bass, you know what I mean? A little sea bass. You have a Kamala accent montage. I think we'd all enjoy hearing that on a Friday. It's been a friggin' week. And the jobs report today was abysmal. We should talk to EJ about that at some point. Abysmal jobs report today, right before the election. What did they say, 12,000 new jobs? I'm sure that's a lie, too.
Yeah, they always seem to reduce that number down after a month or so.
I think we've created more than 12,000 jobs just on this show.
We have three producers now.
We have three producers, and all the knockoff Zioli Army gear, that's all jobs. That's job creation right there, if you ask me. Here's a little Kamala accent montage. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, thank you for the question. I hope your family is okay and your home is okay. How do you know? Empathy, man.
Yeah, man.
You know, for the suffering of other people. Have you no sense of purpose?
You better thank a union member for sick leave. You better thank a union member for paid leave. You better thank a union member for vacation time.
Let me just say about Joe Biden. I have... Hello to all my Divine Nine brothers and sisters.
Oh, man, if she wins, I'm going to lose my mind. I will lose my mind.
I'm excited to hear her next accent. I thought she had a nice collection there. We had Jamaican accent, Detroit Union member accent, sorority accent. Now we have the pastor accent to add to the collection. I can't wait to see what's next.
Yeah, I don't. You didn't need to tell us, DeSantis, because we have the Chem Accent app on our phone, and we can just play. It'll tell us. It's part of the Apple intelligence on iPhone 16. It automatically breaks her accents apart. Is Cut 29 on video?
Let me see. No.
All right, let's get that on video. We'll save it for Monday, all right? That's a good one.
All right.
And let's do Elon Musk's mom, Mama Musk. We'll call her Mama Musk, calling out the malicious and dishonest Democrat Party. This is Mama Musk, just like Mama Zioli. Mama Musk, cut number 9.
First of all, when I became a U.S. citizen, of course, I was Democratic because they give you that option, and because they're the good, kind people who care about America. And then I would watch CNN and MSNBC and read the New York Times, and oh, wow, the Republicans are terrible. And I didn't know that. But then they'd also say Elon is terrible. And I'm thinking, why are they lying about Elon, but they're telling the truth about the rest? And they really had got into my mind that they just didn't know what they were doing. But then when I resigned from the Democrats, I just felt such a relief that I'm not part of the party that's now malicious and dishonest.
And warmongers, too. And censorship machines and warmongers, all right? Oh, gosh. That's my wife's. I love you, honey. Just kidding. I picked the worst times to. I never know when she's listening. I just heard your Irish comment. That's the text I just got. Damn it. You hear that, DeSantis? She was listening. There you go. Oops.
Bad timing. Bad timing. Doesn't she usually not listen?
Yeah. She rarely listens. That's the thing. Rarely. And then tunes in for that. I'm just saying, as an Irish person, you should know how to make potatoes. Isn't that all your people eat? That and alcohol and beer? What?
Yeah, I don't think you're making it any better.
So I'm not helping? Is that not helping?
No.
All right. Cabbage. Oh, and cabbage. Right. Forgot about the cabbage. She's being canceled for making Irish jokes. If you marry an Irish girl, you're allowed to make Irish jokes. I think that's the law. Isn't that the law? The cancellation law? The cancellation code? Of 17. Right. Whatever. Big story of the hour brought to you by... Canceled. What's that?
For the Irish joke. I think it would be impressive if you were the first person canceled for Irish jokes.
Yeah. Well, the good thing about the Irish is that they're never offended because a couple minutes later, they forgot what you just said, or they're, you know, punching you or passing out. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you don't have to worry about it. And actually, the Irish have a great sense of humor.
No, they don't care.
Wouldn't you if you had to endure a potato famine? All right. Big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria. I'm not making this any better. VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile and join him on November 9th for his Veterans Breakfast. It's going to be a great day to honor our veterans and free community shredding event as well. Bring those documents you want shredded and come out to Dr. Mike's office on Saturday, November 9th. He has two locations to serve you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Veneria Dental is our big story of the hour. And thanks again to the Grand Hotel of Cape May for sponsoring our happy hour, 30 minutes of nonstop talk. Our buddy Dr. Victoria Coates will join us next. We are streaming live on YouTube. And please hold the date November 13th for something very special. I hope I'll be able to announce next week for you. And I will mention it one more time. I was on Fox News with Brett Baer yesterday just because somebody told me to stop mentioning it in the YouTube chat. So I'm going to mention it again. And maybe I'll even play the clip. All right? That's what you get for telling me what to do. We'll be right back.
The Rich Zioli Show. On Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, yeah. She is a strong, intelligent woman. And she was right by President Donald Trump for 4 years in the White House. And it's great to have her on the show. She's the former Deputy National Security Advisor, the Vice President of the Davis Institute for National Security and Foreign Policy at the Heritage Foundation. And she is the author of the upcoming book, The Battle for the Jewish State, How Israel and America Can Win. She's Dr. Victoria Coates. Hello, my friend. Oh, I should put you on. That's right. That would help, right? There you go. Hello, Dr. Coates.
Am I liberated? Oh.
You are free. How are you?
Excellent. I am doing very well. How are you all doing?
We're doing great. A lot of our friends in Bucks County, though, are frustrated and standing in very long lines, and it's infuriating what's happening. I can tell you that.
It's completely crazy. Did you see that lady they arrested?
Well, yeah, it's my buddy Val Biancanello. Yeah, she's my friend.
Tell her she's doing the Lord's work. I mean, that's ridiculous. This is like we're living in some kind of banana republic, and you know, we're going to have an election outcome like Venezuela. It's really outrageous.
Yeah, it completely is. It's really, truly outrageous. So is Mark Cuban's comments about women. I want to get to that. And so is the way they're twisting Trump's comments about Cheney. But I think what's happening in Bucks County is intentional. I think it is outrageous that we have people, a caller called the show today and said that he waited in line for 6 hours, Dr. Coates.
Oh, my stars.
Six
That's ridiculous.
Hours. Yeah.
No, it's crazy. And my home county of Lancaster isn't really covering itself in glory either. You know, they had the potential fraudulent submissions for absentee ballots out there, although that doesn't appear to have been partisan. That appears to have just been somebody trying to make money off of it. But either way, I mean, I think a lot of really good organizations, Heritage is one of them, have made election integrity a priority over the last 4 years, even as we were told that there was no problem, there were no irregularities, we were making it up, the former president was lying. But I mean, here's the proof that this goes on. And, you know, a lot of progress was made, but we're still going to have a lot more on the other end.
Yeah. And thank God they're organized this time. They've got an army of lawyers ready to go, which is key. Let me jump into I want to play for you. This is a clip from that jackass Mark Cuban. and he said this on The View. Cut number 8.
Yeah, I mean, yes, it'll put her over the edge with Nikki Haley supporters. Donald Trump, you never see him around strong, intelligent women, ever. It's just that simple. They're intimidating to him. He doesn't like to be challenged by them.
Now, I will say you're one of the smartest people I know, so much so that I get intimidated every time you come on the show that I'm going to say something stupid, which I do every time you come on the show. You're one of the smartest people I've ever met, and you're a woman, correct? I'm not a biologist. I don't want to make any assumptions here.
That is how I am identifying today.
Okay, you are identifying as a woman. So how does that make you feel that Mark Cuban just said all those things about you?
It's just, you know, it's not really feelings so much. It's just so ignorant. And that Cuban gets the platform to go on a major network and spew lies. And nobody even checks him on it. Those supposed feminists of The View. And, you know, the picture that I put on Twitter of the former president and the former national security advisor, Robert O'Brien, and me in the Oval Office was taken, I think, the day, it might have been 2 days after the Soleimani strike. And the president had just asked me what I thought and what I thought going forward. And we had a really interesting discussion about all the possibilities that were going to be opened up because he had had the courage to take that action. And he was the one who made the decision and ordered it. But I mean, I was proud to have brought him the option. My deputy, Rob Greenway, and I argued strongly for it. And, you know, the president had the courage to literally pull the trigger on that one. And, you know, but the notion that he's uncomfortable around powerful women, as I said, is just it's just ignorant. You know, all of our interactions were respectful. And I mean, sometimes we were dealing with tough issues and, you know, you need to move quickly. But, you know, I can't remember any instance of him being anything but absolutely appropriate and, as I said, respectful and solicitous of women's opinions. And so it's such a false narrative that they're peddling. And I think, you know, anything those of us who are fortunate enough to have a public platform can do to just say this is wrong. And I've seen Kaylee come out, Alexa Henning, who works for Governor Huckabee, and, you know, all come out and say this, Kellyanne, you know, this is just wrong. It's false.
Yeah.
And so I think, I mean, and the notion that Nikki Haley, who I love.
I'm just going to hold my phone up and hopefully we can see it on YouTube right now. This is Dr. Coates with Robert O'Brien, the National Security Advisor, and President Trump in the Oval Office. I'm holding it up. Hopefully people can see it on YouTube. But I retweeted it as well. Yeah. But
well, I appreciate that. But it's just, sure, you know, all of these women who had senior positions in in the previous administration who have gone on to pretty impressive things. I mean, Sarah's a governor now, mm-hmm, for example. You know, Kaylee has a major media presence, is a best-selling author and a mother of two. I mean, it's just false. And so I appreciate the opportunity to make that case and let people know that there will be many women, I think more women, in senior positions in a second Trump term.
Yeah, and my money's on you being the national security advisor to the president, which would be awesome. I'm hoping. That's my hope. That's my big ask for all I've done for him. Just make you the national security advisor so you can take me to lunch in the White House mess. No, I mean, and obviously also so you can advise him and, you know, keep us out of World War III, which, by the way, speaking of which, I am furious at the way that the corporate media and the Never Trumpers are working in tandem to twist the words of former President Donald Trump, what he said about Liz Cheney. And no, he did not call for her execution, for her to face a firing squad or anything like that. And it is absolutely shameful. I want to play the full comments on what he said. So just in case you're just joining us here, this is what Trump said, the full comments on Liz Cheney, cut number two.
And I don't blame him for sticking with his daughter, but his daughter is a very dumb individual, very dumb. She's a radical war hawk. Let's put her with a rifle standing there with nine barrels shooting at her, okay? Let's see how she feels about it. You know, when the guns are trained on her face. You know, they're all war hawks when they're sitting in Washington in a nice building saying, oh, gee, Will, let's send 10,000 troops right into the mouth of the enemy. But she's a stupid person. And I used to have, I'd have meetings with a lot of people, and she always wanted to go to war with people.
Now, let's play this clip for Dr. Victoria Coates. This is CNN, full-scale disinformation campaign. This is just a series of vignettes, including people like Jonah Goldberg, which is just really infuriating to me. Cut number three.
I don't think you even need to call it fire department. He's saying quite explicitly and unambiguously that Liz Cheney should be shot, should be executed by firing squad.
4 days out from Election Day, and former President Donald Trump is escalating his violent rhetoric, suggesting one of his most prominent critics, the former Congresswoman Liz Cheney, should be fired upon.
Your reaction to what Donald Trump said about Liz Cheney?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, it was completely inappropriate, dangerous, and unbecoming of a leader. Mr. Trump was literally going after someone who doesn't agree with him, so it shouldn't be a surprise when people come on TV and feel the need to agree with him.
When he says nine barrels shooting at her, that obviously evokes images of a firing squad. It evokes images of an execution.
Let's execute a political opponent who happens to be a woman, because I don't like her. And, like, does that pull more low propensity voters in his coalition?
Well, anyway, you get the point. Dr. Coates, you want to respond to that?
Yeah, that's all crazy. And you know, I personally am deeply saddened by what has happened to the Cheney family. I've known them for many years because I worked for Secretary Rumsfeld, and they were very close. And Secretary Rumsfeld would be deeply saddened by what has happened. And it just, you know, they seem to have been almost driven around the bend by their hatred of Donald Trump, which was not the case originally. You know, I remember Cheney and Rumsfeld were both at the inauguration of the Ford early on in the Trump term, and that was a very cordial engagement. They didn't find him distasteful then. I don't know what it is over the last 2 years of his administration, but they have taken leave of whatever conservative principles they ever had. And I think Liz's political fate then in Wyoming, I mean, where to beat a Cheney in Wyoming 10 years ago would have been unthinkable. And the way she lost her primary, I mean, she had absolutely no support in her own home state, where the family has been wildly popular for decades. And so, you know, that is a demonstration of political weakness, and what the constituency is for her now, I don't know. But in the case of what the former president said, you know, yes, he put things in pretty stark terms, but his point all along has been, if we're going to send people's sons and daughters, you know, to go into battle, we better darn sure be 100% positive we're on the right side of that and be take that extremely seriously. And I think there has been a kind of cavalier attitude out of the hyper-interventionists, of which, you know, Liz is now the card-carrying chairman, to send troops anywhere, anytime, to do anything. And as you were just saying a minute ago, this is what gets us in this kind of a drift towards a massive global conflict. And, you know, the conflicts we see in front of us are not isolated. They could lead to U.S. Boots on the ground. And I, for one, would much rather have a commander in chief who would be deeply concerned about sending my 21-year-old son, you know, to fight for, you know, whatever, that he would be very, very cautious about doing that and very certain that there was a distinct American equity in that war that would justify it. I don't see that out of Liz. I see her being very willing to send other people's sons and daughters into conflicts. And I think that is the great truth that the former president was getting at. And I don't know if anyone who's watching CNN or MSNBC who hasn't already made their minds up to vote for Kamala Harris that would be persuaded by any of this.
Well said, my friend, as always. I appreciate it. Pre-order the book today, The Battle for the Jewish State, How Israel and America Can Win. Dr. Victoria Coates, follow her on X, at Victoria Coates. I just retweeted a picture of her with President Trump in the Oval Office because she's a strong, intelligent woman. And we always appreciate your friendship, my friend. So thank you.
Of course. When we talk next week, hopefully we'll have a result.
Oh, that's right. Election Day is Tuesday.
Isn't that
I almost
funny
forgot.
To think? Yeah.
What's the over under, by the way?
I have to, all the reporters are telling me that they think he's going to win and they don't want him to. So
yeah,
that's kind of my barometer.
All right. That's good. I like that. I'll take it. All right, my friend, have a great weekend.
You too. Take care.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Dr. Mike Veneria, great guy, great friend of the show, the master of dental implants with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, New Jersey. For 12 years, he has been named a top dentist in New Jersey among his peers as a master of dental implants. So go see Dr. Mike today for your perfect smile. And if you are putting off getting a complicated dental procedure for any reason, please go to Dr. Mike, make your appointment today by calling, by reaching out to him at VanariaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. And remember something, too. He's got his Veterans Breakfast coming up, which is going to be on Saturday, November 9th at his Cinnaminson office. It's also a free community shredding event, so you can come and honor our heroes and get some free breakfast and also take those important documents that you want to get shredded, and they'll take them off your hands. So mark your calendar for that for Saturday, November 9th. And if it's time for you to get a second opinion on a complicated dental procedure, or if you want a free dental implant consultation, reach out to my family dentist and my friend, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. We'll be right back.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right. Meg has been patiently holding in Quakertown. She wanted to talk to me about the mail-in ballot issues. Hello, Megan. How are you? Happy Friday.
Hi, Rich. Happy Friday to you, too.
What's going on?
I wanted to mention my son and I completed mail-in ballots, and I didn't want to drop them into the general mail. So I took them to the administrative building in Doylestown, the old courthouse, to drop them off. I missed the fine print that stated that you can only drop off your own ballot in the drop box. So they would only accept mine when I took them into the old courthouse to drop them off. And they told me I could drop his off in the mailbox. So I think it's important for voters to know that if they want to drop their mail-in ballot off at one of these drop boxes tomorrow, because some have Saturday hours, they have to do it themselves. They can't take their entire family's mail-in ballots and drop them off in the drop boxes.
So. Good. That's good advice for us to know. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's important.
Yeah, so, absolutely. All those little things matter. So thank you, my friend. And thanks for voting early. Thank you for taking care of it for us.
Absolutely.
We appreciate it.
Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend.
And thanks for holding. I appreciate that as well. And thanks for staying in line, if you're staying in line in Bucks County. All right, we got a big big fourth and final hour coming up. I want to dive again into this Cheney stuff. I've got more of the media spinning this and more of their lies, and I want to really unpack this for you. Plus other things, too, to get to as well. And the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, and marked down November 9th for his Veterans Breakfast and free community shredding event, VeneriaDental.com. All right, so fourth and final hour straight ahead. Remember, marked down November 13th for a very special event, which I hope I can tell you about on Monday, knock on wood. And also, too, just another reminder, programming-wise, we are going to be live right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD on election night. All the hosts will assemble, and we'll do a little bit of election coverage. I'm actually going to head up to Pittsburgh, do my show from Dave McCormick's Victory Party on Tuesday. So that should be a lot of fun as well. And I haven't been to the Berg in a while, so there we go. All right, more to come. Thank you for being here. Thank you for streaming on YouTube. We'll be right back.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.